If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
Now we come to Vaishya planets Moon and Mercury as Amartya Karaka placed in Shravana Nakshatra. So this is the heart of Capricorn. This is the heart of learning in three strides. Shravana Nakshatra stands for the three footsteps of Lord Vishnu, isn't it? As Vamana Avatara. So if your Moon and Mercury are stuck here, because Capricorn can get stuck, in make the planet stuck in wherever they are placed. So go to the Vamana Stotram. You can research this on YouTube and recite that every single day, okay? For Shravana Nakshatra, any planet placed here. Shravana belongs to the Malicha class, the outsider, okay, the outcast, so to speak. Although it's a Devgana, and this is where astrology of Jyotish makes it very, very rich and complex. How is a Devgana a Malicha class, you know? That means they are an outsider or a reformer archetype, operating beyond the traditional dharmic script. One of the beautiful things about this creation of Lord Vishnu is all about Maya. It's all about what you see is not really like that. The deity is Vishnu himself, the preserver representing order, listening to the divine tradition, guru, ears. Symbol is the ear or three footsteps. So if you want to solve something of Shravana, typically go around the block three times, walk. Walking in threes. Planetary ruler is Moon. So it's a Moon Nakshatra. Empathy, nourishment, adaptability, communication through emotion. The core drive is to listen, uphold order through wisdom and devotion. So what happens when an Amartya Karaka comes here? They become ethical storytellers, counselors, systemic communicators. Let us take Moon in Amartya Karaka in this one. In second house, it makes a counselor or a speech therapist, educator or mentor teaching emotional intelligence, family advisor, content creator preserving cultural or moral values, podcaster, public speaker using compassionate narratives for healing. In sixth house, it could be emotional wellness strategist, communication healer, empathy trainer, counselor for educational institutions. In 10th house, it can make an ethical journalist, wellness influencer, motivational communicator, or social education reformer. See how much of emotional connect Moon in Shravana brings to the collective, because it is in Capricorn. It is all about collective. Saturn is only about the collective, about the common masses. Sun is about the self. Sun is the king, is the governance. On the other hand, other extreme of the order of society is the common people. Saturn stands for common people. Therefore, Moon in Shravana will make it like this. Let's now next take Mercury. Take care, be safe.